Dr. Sollers is an associate professor in the Marshall University School of Medicine. He's taking an unusual approach to find better treatments for cancer.
Well, in the end, what we're looking at is making life better for people that have this deadly disease. That's the main reason I became a scientist.
The idea of canalization is that cells develop and mature as they become different things.
As they develop, they start as very immature cells that look like each other, and then they mature. So that process is structured, and they're kind of pushed along a certain direction like a canal pushes water.
And he says when that canalization does not work appropriately, that is when cancer cells develop. Sollers is examining why some of those cells do not follow the path and end up becoming cancerous. Sollers says that some of the cells will stop listening and cooperating with neighboring cells. That communication with the other cells is necessary for the complex mix that becomes the different cells in our body. When the cells do not listen, bad things happen.
Loss of this canalization is a force that will allow those cells that are normal to become cancerous. If we understand how that occurs, we can develop new chemotherapies. If it is truly a force that helps a cancer cell progress, we can put brakes on that force.
Sollers and a team of student researchers will test the role of canalization in the maturing process of cells and cancer development in mice. They will target leukemia specifically with this grant, but the results can apply to all cancer types. Sollers says most often with cancer research, the examination is of the genes that mutate and become cancerous. His work differs because it looks at the process those individual cells are taking in becoming a normal part of the body or cancer down the road.
What I'm doing is understanding not a particular gene, but a process. So how do cells bring about the changes in these genes? Not the specific genes themselves, but the process. And so this is a fundamental process, is my theory, that most cancers use to progress.
Sollers says ultimately the hope is that if his hypothesis can be proved true, a certain type of chemotherapy could be used in conjunction with the already occurring treatment of leukemia. He says oftentimes the initial treatment of leukemia will seem successful, putting the cancer into remission. But often he says cancer cells will be hiding and growing without the knowledge of the doctor until it's too late. The National Cancer Institute recently awarded him $432,000 to continue his research on canalization. The grant is designed to give students practical opportunities in the research. Sollers hopes to hire 8 undergraduate and graduate students, along with a full-time technician. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.